Beloved of God, called to be saints, grace, mercy, and peace be with all of you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
A reading from Daniel. In the first year of King Belshazzar of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head as he lay in bed. Then he wrote down the dream. I, Daniel, saw in my vision by night the four winds of heaven stirring up the great sea, and four great beasts came up out of the sea, different from one another. As for me, Daniel, my spirit was troubled within me, and the visions of my head terrified me. I approached one of the attendants to ask him the truth concerning all this. So he said that he would disclose to me the interpretation of the matter. As for these four great beasts, four kings shall rise out of the earth, but the holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever. The word of the Lord. Let us pray Psalm 149 responsively. Hallelujah! Sing to the Lord a new song, God's praise in the assembly of the faithful.
Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their ruler.
Let them praise their Maker's name with dancing. Let them sing praise with tambourine and harp.
For the Lord takes pleasure in the people and adorns the poor with victory.
Let the faithful rejoice in triumph. Let them sing for joy on their beds.
Let the praises of God be in their throat, and a two-edged sword in their hand.
To wreak vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples.
To bind their kings in chains, and their nobles with links of iron.
To inflict on them the judgment decreed. This is glory for all God's faithful people. Hallelujah.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from Ephesians. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of Him who accomplishes all things according to His counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of His glory. In Him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in Him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of His glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know Him, so that, with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which He has called you, what are the riches of His glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of His power for us who believe, according to the working of His great power. God put this power to work in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And He has put all things under His feet and has made Him the head over all things for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that, listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other as well. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
O Christ. Well, it's All Saints Sunday, not only at St. Peter's, but in Christian churches all over the world. Here at St. Peter's, we also remember the names and those people of our congregation who have died this past year, and those whose memorial services were held at St. Peter's. The book at the next to the font is our memorial book, and the plaque that's there with the names of those 13 individuals who we celebrated their memorial services here is printed out for us to remember those people. Take a moment today or sometime during this month of All Saints, this month of remembering, to look at it, to add names in that book of people and family members, loved ones that you would like to remember, especially those who have died since last All Saints Day. You know, this festival of All Saints has been celebrated in the church since about the 4th century. But it really isn't agreed on what is celebrated on this day of All Saints. For the first, like, 300 years in the church, a saint was someone who had been martyred in the name of Jesus Christ. One of those people, like Jesus said in the gospel today, persecuted for the sake of the Son of Man. Those holy men and women who were torn apart by lions in the Colosseum or burned at the stake because they proclaimed Jesus Christ, or crucified upside down like our Saint Peter, who is the patron saint of our congregation. Saint Ignatius said that the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. That's how the church grows, through the blood of the martyrs. The church under persecution was a church of saints. Well, after the persecution stopped, when Constantine became the emperor of Rome, he made it legal to be a Christian, so there weren't so many martyrs. And we had to develop a new understanding of what does it mean to be a saint? What is sainthood when it's not just being killed, physically killed, for standing up and saying that you believe in Jesus Christ? The Church of Rome started looking at famous people, some good people who had died, and giving them special honor, building chapels and churches to their name, and holding special festivals to honor these saints. So we had an understanding of a saint as a famous person, a saint as someone who had lived a good life. Well, then the Reform started, and the people of the Reform, the Reformation leaders, they didn't really like all that emphasis put on the saints, because it's true, after all, that we don't really need those intermediaries to go to God. We can go directly to God with our own prayer. One reformer had written that just because this saint, and I don't remember the name of the saint that he was referring to, has pillow talk with God, we don't need to talk to that saint in order to talk to God, that we can go directly to God ourselves. So saints became not the holy people who had lived before, who had had churches built in their name and had parades and festivals on their anniversaries, but the saints became all of the men and women who had died, who had lived before us, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, those who our loved ones who had died and now are living with God. So the saints were all the men, good men and women, our family members and friends who are now in heaven. Well, today we have another definition of saint. We call a saint a person who maybe has to live with a particularly unbearable spouse. We say, oh, he's a saint for putting up with her. Or a saint is someone that plays football in New Orleans, or baseball on that farm team in St. Paul, Minnesota. A saint by a different definition. But really, the definition of a saint usually ends up with a discussion about justification or sanctification. Those who emphasize sanctification say that saints get to be called saints because of the way they live. They act like saints. The justification folks say that God loves people, and when they come to understand themselves as loved by God, that they are already saints, the beloved children of God, then they begin to act like saints because they know themselves to be saints. They start living saintly lives. On this festival of All Saints, those who define saints as people who have sanctified themselves, made themselves holy by living holy lives, can look back through history and name all of those great saints, like our children did this morning, St. Peter, St. Paul, St. Nicholas, St. Joseph. We can name those famous people who lived holy lives, who have provided examples for us through the generations, given us a pathway to live our own holy lives. On this festival of All Saints, those who define saints as people who are justified can look ahead, can look forward to living as saints of God, look forward to living lives, saintly lives, the way God made us to be. They emphasize the all in all saints. A saint is anyone and everyone for whom Christ has died. That is indeed a very long list. So the proper celebration of All Saints Day includes both of these aspects of sainthood. It celebrates the history of all those who have gone before us and urges us, the living saints, to recognize that we are the saints and urges us indeed to act as God's saints, to live lives that reflect the reality of who we are. The readings today, both Daniel and Luke, tell us fantastic visions. Daniel writes about four beasts, four great beasts coming up out of the sea. A fantastic vision. Luke writes the words of Jesus to the downcast, the oppressed, and says, "You are receiving justice." Another fantastic vision. Both of these visions look to the future. They're not everyday occurrences. These four beasts coming out of the sea and the poor and the oppressed receiving justice. Daniel goes to someone to get an interpretation of his dream. The attendant tells him that those four beasts represent four kings and that the king shall rise out of the earth, but the holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever. Now, those might be futuristic words, but I find these words to be a great consolation. In his dream, Daniel saw beasts coming out of the sea, but he knew himself to be held in the grip of God forever. Forever and ever. Those four beasts came up out of the sea. This reading says to me, no matter what comes up, God's got me by the hand. No matter what emergencies, no matter what situations, no matter what comes up in your life, God's got you by the hand. No matter what difficulty, no matter what situation, no matter what expected or unexpected emergency comes up, God's got us. Being in that kingdom of God is God's to give to us. And nothing that comes up, not even great and terrifying beasts, can take that from us. We are the saints in that forever kingdom. And no matter what comes up, God's got us. Luke's version of the Beatitudes repeats that vision. In God's upside down kingdom, the kingdom that says that those who were thought to be powerful are not. It's the poor, the hungry, the oppressed, the grieving. Those are the ones who are blessed by God. And that blessing of God is not just a name, not just an adjective. It's the very energy of God that empowers people to live into that blessing, to live that relationship with God forever and forever and ever. In God's upside-down kingdom, the blessed are blessed. The energy of God given to the poor, the hungry, the grieving. So who are the saints, and what are they up to? All these holy men and women of God, who have left us an example of faithful living. It's all of our loved ones who have died and gone before us. And it's us. The love of God poured out on us, the beloved children of God. And as the children of God, we are the living saints, the already saints. We are striving to live lives that let the divine light shine through us, like the stained glass windows that surround us. The light shines through and presents a beautiful image. That's our calling as the living saints of God, to let that divine light shine through us, that we are the beautiful images and reflections of God. And the more transparent we become, letting that love, that light of God shine through us by living that golden rule that we heard in the gospel today, by living our lives as saints of God, the more that light can shine through us, and the more that we can be those living saints of God. So happy feast day, saints of God. Okay.